This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd in Washington. President Donald Trump is acknowledging a pipe bomb suspect was one of his supporters, but says he bears no responsibility for the actions of 56-year-old Cesar Sayoc, who was arrested in Florida on Friday. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani reports.
The president says he did not see his face plastered on Cesar Sayoc's white van, along with other images.
I heard he was a person that preferred me over others.
Does he bear any blame for Sayoc's actions?
There's no blame. There's no anything.
Pointing out violence has been committed by supporters of other politicians. He'd earlier said political violence cannot be allowed to take root at home, but says there's no need to tone down his own rhetoric in coming days, saying he's already done that and could ramp it up. Asked if he'll call former President Obama or the other bomb targets.
If they wanted me to, but I think we'll probably pass.
Sagar Meghani at the White House.
The UN Special Envoy for Syria has urged the international community to seize on the political momentum offered by several upcoming meetings to move toward ending Syria's seven-year-old civil war. There is, in my opinion, still a clear window of opportunity that needs to be urgently seized. That's what Staffan de Mistura told members of the UN Security Council on Friday. The envoy briefed the council via a video link from Beirut following a meeting Wednesday in neighboring Damascus with Syrian Foreign Minister Walid Mualim. De Mistura's comments come ahead of his briefing to a summit Saturday in Istanbul of the leaders of Turkey, France, Germany, and Russia, and as the government of Syrian President Bashar al-Assad signals a desire to see the UN less involved in his country's transition. For more, visit our website. This is VOA News. Palestinian health authorities say at least four people were killed and dozens of others wounded by Israeli forces Friday in protests along the Gaza border. Israel said thousands of Palestinians gathered along the border to throw firebombs and rocks at Israeli troops. Such protests have been taking place since March 30th as Palestinians demand an end to the Israeli blockade of their territory. The Trump administration is reported to be considering a new executive order aimed at blocking asylum seekers and immigrants from crossing the U.S.-Mexico border. That comes as a caravan of migrants continues to make its way north through Mexico. News reports quoting administration officials, that is, say that authorities are weighing a wide range of administrative and legal actions on the grounds of national security. Although no decision has reportedly been made yet, immigration attorneys told VOA the move would be quickly challenged in court. Some reports have suggested a complete border closure is under consideration. However, analysts consider such a move politically impossible because of the billions of dollars in commerce between the United States and Mexico. Meanwhile, the UN Children's Fund says that more needs to be done to protect the thousands of children who are part of that caravan moving through Mexico. Lisa Schlein reports from Geneva.
UNICEF says the temperature in southern Mexico is dangerously hot. Many children are ill, others are suffering from dehydration and trauma, and all lack access to essential services, including health care, clean water and sanitation, and shelter. In addition, UNICEF spokeswoman Marixi Mercado says the need for protection is great.
The journey is long, uncertain, and full of danger, including the risk of exploitation, violence, and abuse.
Meanwhile, Mercado says UNICEF is working with the Mexican government and other partners to make sure uprooted children receive the support and services they need. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
The ashes of Matthew Shepard, whose brutal murder in the 1990s became a rallying cry for the gay rights movement, were laid to rest Friday. Ed Donahue of AP reports.
Shepard's remains had been kept by his family in Wyoming for 20 years. Authorities say he was killed by two roofing workers who targeted him because he was gay. Reverend Gene Robinson, the first openly gay man elected a bishop in the Episcopal Church, presided over the service. He says things have not changed much in 20 years.
Violence takes lots of forms. And right now, the transgender community is the target.
That's Ed Donahue of AP. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.